The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy, with another thrill-packed Western adventure program. Up to me. Come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Starts the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrills in radio's biggest Western detective program. Tonight you're about to hear another episode in a baffling mystery, Secret Mission. Tom Mix has agreed to undertake a dangerous secret mission from which he may never return. Right now, Tom and Sheriff Mike Shaw find themselves in a strange city after the plane in which they took off from the Twin Rivers Airport near Dobie was grounded because of bad weather. With them is a man who calls himself Mr. Moonlight. A moment ago, another car, driven by a beautiful young woman, ran into the car in which Tom, Sheriff Mike, and Moonlight were riding from the airport into town. The young lady's car was so badly wrecked that they agreed to take her home in their car. In a moment, strange and baffling things are going to happen. But first, here is Tom Mix.
Straight Shooters, as all of us know, today saw the end of the first part of the war. A war that's been going on almost as long as a lot of you can remember. But the war isn't over yet, and it isn't won yet. We've shown Hitler and his gang that we know how to lick bullies and racketeers. So keep right on buying and saving those war stamps. Keep right on doing your best as a straight shooter and a good home front soldier. Then, on the day when the war is really over, you can stick out your chest and say to the whole world, I helped America win.
And now, let's join Tom and Sheriff Mike as they drive along in the rear seat of a car driven by the mysterious white-bearded Mr. Moonlight. Seated between our friends is a tall and extraordinarily beautiful girl named Drusilla Drake. Mike, staring open-mouthed at Tom, says,
Tom, did you hear what I heard?
I heard, Mike.
Do you savvy it?
Nope.
Well, it's really quite simple, gentlemen.
It is, huh? Well, then maybe you'll explain, ma'am. We hit your car on Olive Street and you raise all sorts of ruckus. You tell the John Law on the beat that since we busted your car, you want us to take you out to your house. Then, by golly, you gets into this here conveyance and talks to Mr. Moonlight like you'd known him for years.
She does, pal. Lucy and me have been sidekicks for years.
Yeah, and it's for you, Mr. Moonlight. First time we met you, you're a whistling Danny boy and a-talking like somebody out of a fairy story. The sky is a gossamer veil made of gauze with stars sprinkled over it like pearls on velvet. Now, sudden-like, you begin to talk like a tough character.
I am tough, mister. Plenty tough, see?
All right. I give up. Tom, take over, will you?
Well, I don't mind explaining. You see?
There's not much you have to explain, Miss Drake. I reckon I've been through enough of this kind of thing to recognize it. You and Moonlight are trying to throw somebody off our trail.
Look back through the rear window.
Yes, I savvy.
Savvy what, Tom?
That car behind us, Mike. We're being followed.
Followed? By who?
Enemy agents.
Enemy agents? Now, wait a minute, friend. This here's America.
Yeah? Anyhow, the boys in that car behind us are members of an enemy espionage ring. They picked us up when we crossed the St. Louis city limits.
Well, where are we going? Would somebody mind telling me?
My instructions were to keep things secret as long as possible, Mike. But I reckon you can know now. We're headed for Europe.
Europe? You mean after V.E. Day and all that?
Yes, that's right, Mike. Certain things to be done yet, and it seems up to me to do them.
Well, there's some pretty dangerous spots there yet, Tom. But don't you even know what your special job is?
That information comes later, Mike. Well, now, Miss Drake, I'd like you to explain how all this came about.
Well, as I said before, Mr. Mix, it's quite simple. We've all received separate instructions, as you know.
Yes, that's the way an operation like this has to be handled.
Well, after Moonlight radioed K-12 that he was making a forced landing in St. Louis, K-12 knew that Moonlight would be followed, and that those following him would have to be thrown off the scent. My instructions were to cross Olive and 16th Streets at exactly 9:01 in my car. I was told I would be hit by Moonlight's car.
That's right. You see, Mix, my instructions was to be sure to hit her car at exactly that time.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You mean to say that all this was done just to throw a couple of enemy agents off on the trail?
Just to throw? It's very important to throw them off the trail, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, we ain't throwed them off. Not if that there car back there means we're still being followed.
That's right. Here's Skinker Road. We'll go straight out the Clayton Road, Moonlight.
Okay.
Well, when do we throw them off?
Well, I don't know that. My job is simply to carry out instructions to the letter.
That's all any of us are doing, Mike.
Oh, I don't savvy this here mysterious hocus-pocus at all. Why don't we just stop this here car, get out, and shoot it out with them there Mavericks?
Gracious, what an impetuous man your friend is, Mr. Mix.
Mike, that would never do. That's not our job. Our job is to follow instructions, up to a point, leastways. And that's what we're doing. We know those boys back there will be taken care of, but not by us.
Well, anyhow, I know something I didn't know afore. I know that we're going to Europe.
That's right, pal. Knowing that, you know as much as we do. Just one other thing, Mix.
Yeah?
My instructions are that you're top man on this job.
That's right. We're to do anything you say, Mr. Mix, without question.
Well, somewhere in this country, K-12 is sitting in the middle of a web, spinning out strands that all of us have got to hold on to and follow. When that web is finished, we may be dead. But there's one thing we've got to remember. We're just tools carrying out the orders of a power a lot greater than ourselves. We've been given this job to do, and we'll do it till we're cut down. Are we all agreed on that?
Agreed.
You can count on me, Mix.
Well, Mike?
To the hilt, Tom. To the hilt.
In the center of the web of which Tom has spoken sits K-12. K-12 sits behind a large desk in a darkened office high above a city street. The night sky is framed in the window of his office, and against that window, K-12 is a black silhouette. But on the desk before him, colored lights gleam on and off. K-12 watches those lights intently some moments before a buzzer sounds.
K-12. The weather has cleared now in St. Louis, ceiling 5,000 feet. He's to start at once. There's a field lined with Lebanon cedars just the other side of Drusilla Drake's house. He will land at the north end of the field and wait. Yes, he can land easily. I've just had a report that the wind at the field is directly south. Very good. K-12. F-17 knows his instructions to the letter. Mike Shaw. Well, then, Mix took him along, did he? Just as well. Shaw's an excellent man, so long as he's not told too much. Well, then tell F-17 to notify the others first. When they're safely in the plane, then notify Shaw. K-12. He's to be at Fisherman's Wharf at precisely 9:15 tomorrow night. He knows what to do. That is all. Slip-ups? When I handle an assignment, my friend, there are no slip-ups.
By golly, Tom, I can't help it. I'm just naturally having a good time.
Oh, why not, Mike? Enjoy yourself.
Well, I don't feel like I ought to, Tom. After all, Miss Drake told us she was giving this year party for a purpose. So it isn't really on account of VE Day.
No, Mike. It's to throw our pursuers off the trail.
Well, now, Tom, just how can a party throw them off on the trail?
You remember, Mike, when we arrived this morning, we were given a complete change of clothes?
Yeah, and I reckon I sure look kind of outstanding in this year monkey suit.
You look all right. Leastways, the suit blends in with the crowd. The object of this whole thing, Mike, is to lose us in the crowd.
Huh?
I noticed that Miss Drake and Moonlight have already disappeared.
See, that's right, Tom. I've been looking all over for Miss Drake. And
lost your heart again, eh, Michael?
Well, she is mighty, mighty... Well, she's a nice young lady, Tom.
Yes, she sure is. Well, let's go over and get a glass of that punch.
Yeah, all right, Tom, all right. Hey, it sure is mighty good punch, too. I never tasted none better in Dobie. But, Tom, where do you reckon that they disappeared to? And what's going to happen to us? I mean, Tom, if they disappear, then it's dollars to donuts that we'll find... Tom. Hey, Tom. Thunderation, I thought he was right here behind me. Now, he's gone.
A glass of punch, sir?
No, thanks. I got troubles at the minute.
A glass of punch is excellent for that sort of thing, sir. A glass of punch sometimes solves the most difficult of problems.
It does, huh?
Yes, sir. For example, to solve the problem of where your friend has gone.
What? How do you know?
I would suggest you take this glass of punch and saunter through that door right over there. It leads out onto a terrace.
Oh, sure.
And when you reach the terrace, just keep walking straight ahead.
Thanks. Thanks, powerful.
Not at all, sir. Not at all.
Well, here's the terrace. Fella said to go straight on. Well, I reckon that's just what I'd better do. Seems to be a line of trees over there. Look like cedars. Lebanon cedars. Well, I'll just keep straight on and follow instructions like Tom has drilled me to do. It's funny. Sounds to me like I hear a plane motor. It is a plane motor. Sassafras and sourdough. There's a plane up there at the north end of the field. Now, I wonder if...
Come on, Mike. Hurry.
It's Tom. Jim Minnetley, Tom.
Come on. In with you, Mike.
Yes, Tom. Yes. Well, thunderation. Miss Drake, Mr. Moonlight, and you, Tom, all in the plane.
And you, too, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm here, too. What do you know?
No more than we knew before, Mike. Except we're taking the next step on a long and dangerous trail to Europe.
No, only talk. Wait till I drink this here glass of punch.
As the plane, under sealed orders from K-12, takes off from the airfield next to Drusilla Drake's house, something has gone wrong. One look at the face of the pilot of that plane, a face seen in the faint light of the instrument panel, would reveal a cruel-looking man with a hard, vicious smile playing about his lips. Tomorrow, thrilling and unexpected things happen. For action and rip-roaring adventure, don't miss Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Secret Mission. And now, here is Tom Mix.
You know, a lot of you straight shooters can hardly remember when there wasn't a war going on. You've grown up with words like commando and ration stamps and V-mail. Now today, something big has happened. Germany, Hitler's Germany, has surrendered. But all of you straight shooters know that this thing called war isn't nearly over. It means that the folks in your family are going to have to keep right on at their war jobs, and every one of us will have to keep on working and fighting until there isn't any war left anywhere in the world. Someday, this old world is going to belong to you boys and girls. But it's up to all of us to pitch in now and make it the kind of a world worth having.
Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters were brought to you by the makers of Shredded Ralston, Regular Ralston, and Instant Ralston. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley. Don Gordon speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.